The Cow Olympics are moments away from starting, and clearly, the cattle are restless. Before them is a six-part obstacle course. As a crowd watches, these animals will have to negotiate hazards that are clearly out of their comfort zone. Nothing that's going to hurt them or put their health at risk, just things like walking over a sheet of plywood meant to resemble a bridge, or across a blue tarp that looks like a puddle of water. And of course, there's the slalom.
If your cow touches any of the blue barrels, every time your cow touches a blue barrel, you get a 5-second penalty.
That's Cow Olympics organizer Cynthia Duval going over the rules, more for the benefit of the human handlers who guide the cows through. Duval says while this course may look easy to a person, for a cow,
it's not natural.
She says show cows like these rarely have to negotiate things like wooden bridges or farm streams. And when the competition kicked off, it was clear that some of the cattle just weren't interested. Hayden Williams of Squim, Washington is in the junior division. He finally managed to coax his cow through the course.
Definitely not first place, but maybe around second.
Hayden's cow is a 7-month-old miniature Hereford named Reese.
How would you describe his personality?
Nice, friendly, calm, lazy, hungry.
What do you think it would mean to him to win the Cow Olympics?
I don't know if it will really mean anything to him, but getting him to get a workout.
Getting him to get a workout is worth it?
Yeah, definitely.
Brianna Hafner of Silverton, Oregon, competed in the youth division. She rushed through the course with her yearling bull.
He's got the cutest face.
But Hafner isn't just here to show off her young bovine. She's here to win.
I actually won last year, so...
Oh, well, how did that feel?
It felt pretty good.
Was the kind of thing you'd tell your friends about, or just...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I tell all the secrets to everybody.
In the end, Hafner came in third in her age group this year, but compared to some of the more serious competitions here, the stakes, no pun intended, are pretty low in the Cow Olympics. You get a ribbon, and, well, that's pretty much it. High schooler Jake Johnson is a veteran of Oregon State Fair livestock competitions.
This is just one of the more fun things to get the stress off people's shoulders because these shows can be really stressful. So fun things like this is keep your mind off of it for a little while.
But the Cow Olympics do have a point to them. That's according to Cynthia Duval, the event's organizer.
With any of the animals, you need to have a bond, a trust between the animal and their handler. So this kind of encourages it and bonds them together even more.
And Duval says that bond can make a difference when it's time for the marquee livestock events, where serious bragging rights are on the line. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.